Hello, brothers and sisters. We are now in week 6, October 12, day 36 of our 40 days of prayer and fasting. The subtopic is, so I may recognize that your return is imminent. I would like to share a few scriptures for encouragement. Titus 2 verse 11 and 14 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 to 10 also stated, but you are a chosen nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Also, Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 18 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Be watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So, brethren, let's stand firm in prayer for ourselves, for our family, for our churches and the world, and for those who are lost. We need to know God. So let us not be spectators in the house of God, but be participators, coming with full force in prayer and supplication, presenting our body of living sacrifice to God, holy and accepted to God, which is a true worship. Because the Lord said, if we worship him, we will hear from heaven, and he will heal our body, and he will heal us from our diseases, and he will heal our land. So, my brethren, I empower you, I endorse you, I encourage you by the power of God, that we will stand firm in his power, stand firm in his word, and in all of that, let's honor him with our life, with the way we live, with the way we believe, with everything. Let's praise him in this dark world, because he put us here, not just for himself, but to recognize and to reconcile the world to him, that those who are lost will be saved. We can only do this through prayer and fasting. We cannot do it in our own strength because we have no power. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the power to do above and above everything we imagine. And with God, we will be able to reach the lost for His kingdom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you, not in my own strength, God, but God, words are limited. But God, I am presenting my body as living sacrifice to you. Father God, it's through your holiness that God we live. So Father God, I come before you. I ask you, Lord, that you will help us to put on the full armor of God, put on the breastplate of righteousness, that God, we will be able to stand as your coming approaches. And Father, help us, oh God, to work for you, to be happy, God, to work for you. Father, give us a heart of worship. Give us a heart for the lost. Give us a heart for our church. Father God, bring revival in our church. Father God, I thought, oh God, after COVID, God, we'll be zealous. Our churches will be on fire. But oh God, we are falling asleep, oh God. Wake us up, Almighty God, so we can not be asleep, oh God. So be prepared, oh God, like the five wise virgin who have oil in their lamp, and they have not sleep, oh God, or slumber. But Lord, I pray by the Holy Spirit, you will wake us up. You will put a fire in our spirit, in our heart to worship you. You will put a fire in our heart, God, to go for the lost, to witness to them, to have a burning desire to see revival in our church, to see your power, God, to see your glory. Oh God, I come before you asking you, oh God, for one more, another touch, Lord, from you that we'll see healing, oh God, in our church. We'll see millions come to know you as Lord and Savior. And God, I know it only happened through prayer and fasting and desire, God, to see your glory. So Lord, we pray that God prepare our hearts during that time for what you have for us. Feed us, God, strengthen us, and help us, oh God, to be all that you have called us to be. In your most holy and precious name, amen and amen.